Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Chaf Hei. We are holding out the Mishnah on the top of Daf Chaf Hei Amar Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha Aleha Shalom. Also by Morris Tobin, Lezecha Nishmas, Gad Ben Yehuda, whose yard site is Shabbos, and Shem Shav and Aliyah. And it's also sponsored by Yanki Shifman, Lila Nishmas, his father, Rabbi Yishaya Ben Rabbi Chiel Aleha Shalom, whose 50th yard site is today, and Shem Shav and Aliyah. And Luzchus Rufo Shalema for Yaakov Yisrael Ben Sivya. Yishrav Rufo Shalema Besoch Shar Cholei Yisrael. So today what we're going to discuss is the following. First, the Mishnah is going to talk about whether a korban is kosher if the kometz becomes either Tamei or if the korban is Yotzei Chutzla Azara, Chutzla Chomas Azara. So is the korban kosher in either of those cases when the kometz has either one of those problems? Then the Gemara is going to work on trying to figure out how we know which problem the tzitz helps us address. We know the tzitz is maratze for tumah, but how do we know that? How do we know that the tzitz, we know it helps for some problem, so the Gemara is going to go through five other problems that one might have thought that the tzitz is maratze for, that the tzitz helps us for, and is going to show why it doesn't help for any of those other problems. Tzitz only helps when you have an issue of tumah. Then the Gemara is going to bring a stira between two brisos. If a yachid was bemazed, was makriv blood that became tamei, in whether the korban is kosher or not. So we have a stira between two brisos. When a yachid is makriv blood that had become tamei, and he does so bemazed, whether the korban is kosher, and the entire Rambam Beis is going to be dedicated to going through four different resolutions of that stira. Within the first of those four resolutions of the stira, we're going to get into a discussion whether the tzitz is meratza al achilos, whether the tzitz is meratza on tuma of basar that's omeid la achila. So let's begin. We're at the Mishnah on the top of Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. Nitma kometz. If let's say the kometz became tamei, the kometz of your mincha became tamei, Krivo, and then you went and you were makrovit. You're not supposed to, but you went and you were makrovit. And this is talking about whether it's tumas meis or any other type of tumah. Now, even though the Gemara is going to explain that the reason that tzitz is meratza on tumas hakometz is because it's hutur mechlolo etzel tzibur, that we find that a korban tzibur could be brought even betumah, and that din, that a korban tzibur could be brought even betumah, is only true of tumas meis. It's not true of other tumas, but nevertheless, tumas tumah, so the tzitz is for all tumas, not only tumas meis. So nitma kometz v'krivo, the kometz became tamei, and you're makrovit anyway. Hatzitz meratze, the tzitz that the kohen gadol has al mitzcho is meratze, and the kapara of the korban works even though it was betumah. So the mincha is going to be kosher. The bailim is yotze derchiyuv. You're even allowed to eat the shirayim of the korban. Now there is a machlokas in the first parak of Maseches Yoma between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon if the tzitz is meratze only when it's ba'odu al mitzchah shel kohen, or even when it's not al mitzchah shel kohen gadol. The tzitz is always meratzah, and we pass like Rabbi Yehuda that it's only meratzah when it's al mitzchah shel kohen. So the question is, and that's where the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Bias Mikdash Perek Dalid Halacha Ches. The question then becomes, when does it need to be al mitzchah shel kohen gadol? At the time that the tumah happened, or at the time that you were makriv b'tumah? Is it b'shas ha-tumah or b'shas hakrava? So Rashi in Yoma writes that it has to be mitzvah shkoyin gadol b'shas hatumah, but the Adraman, Mesech Sanhedrin, says no, it's b'shas hakrava, when you're being makriv that which is tameh, that's when it needs to be al mitzvah shkoyin gadol. But either way, the tzitz is meratza one way or another on tumah. But what if the kometz did not have the problem of tumah, but rather had a different problem? It was yotza, it went outside of the azara, and therefore became pasul as a yotzei v'ikriva, and then you went and you were makriv it anyway, say ina tzitz meratza, the tzitz does not help for the problem of a psul yotze. Shatzitz meratze ala tame, veinu meratze al yotze. Tzitz is meratze for tumah, but it's not meratze for the psul of yotze. So now the Gemara tries to figure out, how do I know tzitz is meratze for tumah and not for other issues? Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa about the tzitz, that the pasuk says, v'nasa Aaron es avon hakodshim, that Aaron carries the weight of the aveira and the psul that happened to kodshim, so that the kachim doesn't have to carry that weight, and the kachim will be kosher. Aaron takes that weight on himself, and the carbon itself is going to be kosher. So, but the Torah doesn't say what avon. It just says avon akachim, some avera related to kachim. Which avera? V'chieza avon who nosei? Which avera is aron nosei by wearing the tzitz? Se'im tomar avon pigel. First possibility is that you do one of the dalet avodos having a machshav of chutzas mano, and therefore you make the whole carbon pigel. So maybe the tzitz is meratzah for that, and it makes the carbon kosher. Well, harei kvar nemar, the pasuk already describes someone who's makrav chutz. It says lo yichashev lo pigul yiyah. The pasuk continues. So you see that the carbon is not lo yichashev, that it does not. It's not all the bialim shem chova. It does not work. So vim tomar. Second possibility avon nosar. Maybe when you did the avoda amanas to eat it chutz mano, the tzitzis maratza on a carbon that has the avera of nosar. No, you can't say that either. Harei kvar nemar lo yiratzeh. The pasuk says lo yiratzeh. So it's not ola l'ratzon l'shem the bailim ha'enu nosei ella avon tuma. So it must be the tzitz is only meratza for the avon tuma. So there's a svara to say that the tzitz is only meratza on avon tuma because the tuma is more kal than other psulim in that shehutra mechala b'tzibur, that we do find a heter for tuma in other places. That even though you're not allowed to be makrav b'tuma, but if a carbon tzibur had become tame, either the carbon became tame or the kohanim were tame, the carbon is still brought by a carbon tzibur. So therefore, even when it comes to a carbon yachid, if we know that the tzitz is meratza for something, we'll say that it's going to be meratza for tumah, because we see that there is such a concept that tumah is not going to invalidate a carbon. Since you have such a concept by a carbon tzibur, so we say that it's actually true of a carbon yachid with ritzoy tzitz, that if you have ritzoy tzitz, it's going to work for avon tumah. That's how Rashi explains that there's more reason to be tola the heter in the halacha that we already find that the Torah is mekelin somewhere else. So that's hutra michlala, that since we find that the heter applies somewhere else, so mela, when we know that we have something called ritzoy tzitz, and I don't know which problem to associate it with, I'll associate it with a problem that I know has solutions elsewhere. Now Tosos raises a problem with that understanding. He says, why do you need that reason that we find that it's hutra michlala? Even if you don't find anywhere that we're more makel with tuma, it has to be al avon tuma because it can't be anything else. The brisa went through. It tried to say avon pigel. No, it says that lo yichashev. Avon no sir. No, it says lo yiratzeh. So you have a specific psukim telling me not when it comes to other problems. So that's why it's avon tuma. Not because hutar michlalo. So that's why Rabbeinu Tam says that since the pasuk that we're referring to about ritzoy tzitz is v'haya al mitzchot tamid l'ratzon lahem l'fnei Hashem. So it sounds like the tzitz is only meratza on something that is l'ratzon lahem, that is ritzoy gomor somewhere else. That it's the very pasuk that describes the tzitz has to be about something that it has a full ritzoy somewhere else. And that's why the Gemara tells me, yeah, and this fits the bill. Avon tuma is something that has ritzoy gomor somewhere else. And Tos says, so then we have to explain that by other avonos, why the Brisa thought that tzitz would be meratzah. Where did the Brisa have a havamina that avon nosar and that avon pigol? Where do we ever find the ritzoy gomor that it's even a candidate for ritzoy tzitz? So Tosos has to work on that based on their shita, that's the limit over here. So okay, so we've already said it cannot be about avon pigol. It cannot be about avon nosar. And it is yes about avon tuma. So maskar abzera ema avon yotze. Maybe it's about avon yotze. Maybe the tzitz is meratza for a karban that was yotze, where the dam was yotze outside of the azara, even though it becomes puzzle, if you're makar of the carbon, it's going to be kosher b'diavet. So it's also mistaver that it should work, because after all, shehutar michlalo babama, that if you want to look for an example of something that's hutar michlalo somewhere else, so it's not only tuma that's hutar michlalo somewhere else, yotze is also hutar michlalo somewhere else. By Obama, when the Mishkan was in Novan Givon, and there was no isser of yotze chutz mechitzaso, so we find that there's no psul yotze when they were being makar on bamos. So how come the tzitzis is not meratzan avon yotze? And I know it's not, because the Mishnah said it's not. That was the only case the Mishnah actually addressed. The Mishnah said that dafka avon tuma not avon yotze. So I'm le'abaye, because I'm rekra, l'ratzon lehem lifnei Hashem. The pasuk that describes ritzoy tzitz says lifnei Hashem, avon de lifnei Hashem in avon de yotze lo. That it's only meratzan for an avon that's lifnei Hashem, but not for the avon yotze, which is not lifnei Hashem. So says Gemara, okay, a fourth possibility of where the tzitz maybe should have been meratzah. Maskev l'Rabbi Law, ema avon smol. Maybe the tzitz is meratzah for an aveira of doing the avoda with your left hand. That even though mikra din avodos have to be done dafka with your right hand, that we learned earlier in the Masechta and Daf Yud that we darshan that wherever it says etzpa or kuhuna, it always say noela biyamin. We know that it always means the right hand. And if you do the avoda with your left hand, the avoda's pasul. Ema avon smol. Maybe the tzitz is meratzah for doing the avoda with the left hand. Where do we find that it's utar mechala? Shutar mechala biyom kippurim. Because on Yom Kippur there is a particular avoda that you do with your left hand. That the Kohen Gadol, when he goes to be makter the ketoris in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, has to hold a bunch of stuff, and it's avoda kashrus in Mikdash. It's very hard for him to balance all of this and to be makter the ketoris. But he holds the kaf that has the ketoris in his left hand. He's holding the heavy shovel with the hot kechalim in his right hand, so he's holding the kaf with the ketores in his left hand. So Amalei Abaye, so that's the holding is not the avodah kasha, it's then actually being makter. How do you flip the kaf? So Amalei Abaye, Abaye says to Rabbi Law, you cannot say that the tzitz is meratzah for avon smol, because Amar Kra, the pasuk says when it talks about ritzoy tzitz, avon, it says v'nas aron es avon akachim. So it sounds like avon shahayabo, it sounds like it's an avon that applies everywhere, udchisiv, and the Torah is matirit in some circumstance, la afuke yom kippurim techsheru bismalhu, as opposed to the avon of using your left hand in the avod of yom kippurim being makter the ketores. That's not a heter of the avon. That's how you're supposed to do it. If you look in the guidebook of how to be a kohen gadol, of what to do on Yom Kippur, it says you're supposed to pick it up with your left hand. No guidebook will say you're supposed to bring karbonos betumah. Right? That's where this is going to be meratzah, something that's an aberration, something that's a problem. But small with the haktoris is l'chachila. That's the way you're supposed to. It's not an avon. Ravashi says a different reason that the tzitz is not meratzah on small, on using your left hand, even though it's utar mechlolo elsewhere, because avon hakachim v'lo avon hamakdishim. That the pasuk says v'nos aron es avon hakadoshim. So it sounds like it's only meratzah on a psul that exists in the kachim itself, in the karbonos itself, not a problem in the gavra that is being makr of the karbon. The small is not a din in the karbon, it's a din in the guy. So says Gemara Amar Rav Sima Berei D'Rav Idi L'Rav Ashi V'Amri La Rav Sima Berei D'Rav Ashi L'Rav Ashi. So Rav Sima Berei to somebody said to Rav Ashi Ve'ema Avon Balmul, maybe a fifth possibility of what the tzitz can be meratzah for other than tuma. Maybe if a person who's balmum is makrav a karbon, maybe if you're makrav a karbon that has a mum, the tzitz should be meratzah and be makshir that karbon, because after all, we do find shuta michlola ba'ofos, that if an oaf has a mum, it's not a problem at all. An oaf is only a problem if it's mechusar eiver, but an oaf that has a mum, it's a perfectly kosher karbon. So we see that it's hutar michlolo, so even once we've refined the ritzoy tzitz to applying only to things that are hutar michlolo somewhere else, so bal mum should still be included. After all, we know the Braisa Maseches Tzemur tells us that the karbon has to be a non-bal mum, and a karbonola has to be male only if it's an animal karbon. But if it's an oaf, neither of those are requirements. It could be a bal mum and it doesn't have to be male. So Amalei, so that's where Ravashi said back to Rav Sima, no, Alecha Makra, it's about such a hava amina that the Torah addresses when it says lo yeratzeh ki lo l'ratzon yiyeh lachem. So the Torah says beferish that there's no ritzui when you're dealing with avon balmum, meaning the pasuk says lo yeratzeh and the pasuk says ki lo l'ratzon yiyeh lachem are both talking about balmum. The first one says v'shar v'seh saru avakalut nedava ta'asa oso l'neidah lo yeratzeh, and the second one is kol asher balmum lo sakriv ki lo l'ratzon yiyeh lachem. So when it talks about balimum, it's pretty beferish that it's lo yeratzeh. yotze. So again, the Gemara tried to suggest five different issues that can come up with karbanos that maybe the tzitz should be meratze. The first two were pigul and nosar, and that right off the bat we rejected because there are beferish of psukim, not like that. Whereas tuma has something working in its favor that it's hutar michlala b'tzibur. So then the Gemara went through three other things that are also hutar michlala that also have a heter michlala, and those were the psul of yotze, the psul of smol, and the psul of balmum, and we addressed each one individually why none of those are subject to ritzoy tzitz. That ritzoy tzitz is only for avon tuma and not for avon anything else. So now the Gemara says tan rabban. We're about to quote a stira in brisos in terms of what the tzitz is meratza for. Dam shenitma, if dam became tamei, and therefore you're not allowed to be makrovit, and then uzrako, you violated that halacha, you were zorik on the mizbeach. So bishogeg, if you didn't know that that was a problem, that you weren't allowed to be zorik on the mizbeach, the dam tamei hurtza, the carbon is going to be kasher, and the bailim is yotze ischiv bemezid. But if you did it bemezid, you knew that you weren't supposed to be doing this, and you did it anyway. So then lo hurtza. Then there's a special knas that the carbon is not going to be kasher. So there you have it. That if a yachid is makriv bemezid bituma, so it's not going to count. It's not going to work. But medvar mamurim biyachid. That's only though by a carbon yachid. Avul b'tzibur ben b'shogeg ben b'mezid hurtza. But by a tzibur, whether they do b'shogeg, whether they do b'mezid, the carbon is going to be kosher. Uba ovid kochavim, and by carbonos that an ovid kochavim brings, there's also not a chiluk between shogeg and mezid, but in the other direction. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein ba'onas, bein b'ratzon, whether he does it against his will or he does it willingly, lo hurtza. The carbon is not going to be miskabel, and it's going to be apostle. So even though the tzitz is meratza on the avon of tuma b'kachim, that's only for a Jewish person, but not for ovdei kochavim. Either way, that's not our focus. Our focus is what we said in the beginning, that if it's a yachid, a carbon yachid, where he does it b'mezid, then the tzitz is not going to be meratza. If he's makriv b'tuma b'mezid, it's going to be problematic. It's not going to be hurtza. So frekli gemara reminhi, but I'll ask you a stira. There's another brisa that by karbonos yachid that the tzitz is meratza. So almat it's meratza al hadam v'al basra v'al achelev shenitma bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid bein b'mezid bein ratzon bein b'yachid bein b'tzibur, that even if it's b'mezid, even if it's b'yachid, if the dam becomes tamei, the tzitz is meratza, the carbon is going to be kosher. So it's mefurish that there's no difference between shogeg and mezid. The tzitz is meratza for a carbon that one is makriv b'tuma. Now Tosa says, why don't you give a simple answer that it's that when the brisa says that tzitz is meratza, it's talking about midar raisa, and the brisa that says that it's not meratza means it's a knas midar rabbanon, that because you went and you b'mezid were makriv b'tuma, so the rabbanon made a knas. So he says because the pashtus of the brisa is bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid hurtza, sounds like that's a halacha, meaning it's not just in theory, that if we lived in a dar raisa world where there was no dinim d'rabbanon, that it would be. No, hurtza sounds like it is, that's how we actually paskin. So that is the stira, and we're going to have four resolutions to the stira. The one that's going to take us the most time is the first of the four resolutions to the stira. So I'm Rav Yosef lo kasha. It's not a stira. Harab Yosi, harabanan. The second brisa that tells us that even b'mezid, it's going to be kosher, that's following the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. The first brisa that is mechalik between shogeg and mezid, and holds that if b'mezid is pasul, that's the sheet of the Rabbanan. And where do we find that there is a machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Yossi, whether they made a knas for doing so b'mezid? Ditanya, we have a brisa with regard to a different halacha, to being mafresh truma from peros, that ein tormin min atame ala tohar, you're not supposed to be mafresh truma from tame peros to cover Tahar Peros, because it's going to be lost to the Kohen. So what's it going to do with Tamei Truma? The Kohen should have gotten Tahar Truma, which he's going to be able to eat. And you gave him Tamei Truma that you got to burn. Tamei Truma Tamea has to be ready. He's not going to be able to use it. V'im Taran, but if you're Mafresh Mina Tamei Ala Tahar, so Bishogeg Truma, so Truma. If you did it Bishogeg, you didn't know that these Peros were Tamei and these were Tahar, and that's why you actually, you Bishogeg took the Tamei one and made those into the truma, so then the truma is going to work. The reason for that is the Gemara Darshan's in Yevamos, when it comes to being Torah min ha-ro'a ala yafa, it says v'losisu alav chet barim chemes chelba mimenu, that if you're taram, truma so truma, because if the truma wouldn't be chal, then why is there a chet? It's not chal, there's nothing that happened. So the same is true when it comes to being mafresh min ha-tamei ala tohar. That's what Rashi writes over here, that b'shogig it works when you're mafresh min ha-tamei al hatar. But that's only, the Tosfos points out, that's only when the tamei had a shas hakosher, that it was ratwi to be truma tohara. But if it was tamei already from the very moment it was nitlash min ha-eitz, from the very moment that you pulled it off of the tree, where it was never ratwi to be truma tohara, then it's ain't a truma b'chlal. Okay, but bottom line is, the Brice is telling us that if you did it b'shogeg, you were mafresh min hatamei al hatar, b'shogeg, it's going to work, it's going to be truma. But b'mezid, it ain't truma so truma. But if you did so b'mezid, then you got to take truma again. The truma didn't even work. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Omer, b'im b'shogeg b'im b'mezid truma so truma. Rabbi Yossi says, it works either way. You don't have to take truma again, even if you did it b'mezid. You did it. So it's still truma. So there you have it. A stira between the two brises is now resolved. Because you see that there's a machlok tanakam and Rabbi Yossi, whether we make a knas on mezid, on a case where a person did so b'mezid. The brisa says b'mezid lo hurtza and b'shogig is hurtza. That's going like the chachamim, that they made a knas on mezid, that it's not going to work when it comes to truma, that truma tamea that you did b'mezid. Whereas the brisa that says b'mezid hurtza, when it comes to the tumah of a karban, of a karban yachid, holds like Rabbi Yossi, that they didn't make a special knas on mezid. So ask the Gemara, no, you can't tell me that the brisa that says b'im b'mezid b'im b'shogig is hurtza is following Rabbi Yossi, because Amr deshamalei the Rabbi Yossi de lo kanis. Where do we find that Rabbi Yossi holds that Rabbi Yossi holds his shita? That's only that you're not going to make a knas on the mezid. A demaratza tzitz al achilus mishamalei. But does that mean that the tzitz is maratza on tumas basar that's omid la achila? Meaning you're trying to say that the brisa that says that the tzitz maratza on tumas basar is going like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi didn't go that far. He only said that we're not going to make a knas for that which is done b'mezid. But he doesn't say that it's going to be maratza on tumas basar v'atanya. We have a brisa, Rabbi Eliezer omer tzitz maratza al achilos, Rabbi Eliezer says the tzitz is maratza for basar that became tamei to be makshir the korban as if the basar was perfectly fine. Rabbi Yossi omer ena tzitz maratza al achilos. It's only maratza on the dam and the emurim that became tamei, not on basar that became tamei. So it was beferish in the brisa that we're trying to attribute to Rabbi Yossi that the tzitz is maratza even for basar, but Rabbi Yossi says beferish the tzitz is not maratza al achilos. It's not maratza for the basar. Says the Gemara epoch. We have to switch around the tanaim in the brisa. Rabbi Eliezer omer ena tzitz maratza al achilos. Rabbi Yossi omer hatzitz maratza al achilos. Rabbi Yossi taka holds the tzitz is maratza al achilos, and therefore the brisa that says bein b'mezid bein b'shogeg kortza actually fits Rabbi Yossi, that it works bein b'shogeg even on tumas basar. So maskel v'rav sheshes sumimasi afchitla. Can you just switch around the shitos so easily that Rabbi Eliezer is the one that holds eina tzitz maratza lechilos and Rabbi Yossi holds the tzitz is yes maratza lechilos? V'atanya, we have a brisa that says as follows. The Torah tells us that there's a chiv kares for someone who eats kachim b'tumas aguf. So yachal basar shenit melef nezrikas dam. I might have thought that even if basar became tamei and you ate it before this zrikas dam, you chayav nalehen mishum tuma, that you're chayiv kares for eating it b'tumas aguf. Tamalomer. That's why the pasuk says kol tor yochal basar, and then it says va nefesh shetochal basar mizevach hashlam masher laHashem v'tumasu alav v'nichrasa. So we learn from the smichus of those two psukim hanitar l'tahorin chayav nalav mishum tuma, that basar that is mutter for a Torah person to eat and is therefore included in kol tohar yochal basar, that's what you chayiv kares for when you ate a bitumas aguf. V'sheinu nitar l'tahorin, But if it was never nitar for Tahorin to eat it, meaning it was before the Zrikas Adam on the Mizbeach, so you're not allowed, nobody's allowed to eat it before the Zrikas Adam. The Basar of the carbon is absolutely prohibited for everybody before the Zrikas Adam. Well, then ain't chayev and love mishum tuma. Then you're not going to be chayev kares for eating it betumas aguf if the Zrikas Adam never happened yet. Oh, ain't no. And the Brisa continues, maybe we should, that's not the drasha we should make from the smichus ha-psukim, to be memaet a person from being chayev kares if he eats the basar when it did not yet have the zrika. Oh, ain't no, Ella, maybe we should be memaet even a basar that already had a zrika and is nita l'taharim, but right now is not roi la'achila. And we should darshan as follows, that the pasuk says, v'nefesh asher tochal dafka, ne'achal l'taharim chayev l'av mishum tuma. When basar, as is, can be eaten by tahorim, you're chayiv kares if you eat it bitumas aguf. V'sheinu ne'achal tahorim. But basar that right now, as is, cannot be eaten by tahorim, even though once it could have been, ein chayiv nalein mishum tuma. You're not going to be chayiv mishum tumas aguf. So what is that excluding? Otsiani as halan. It's being memait basar that you didn't eat bisman and it was lan, it was left overnight. V'sayotse, or basar that left the azara after the zrika sadam, that even though once the zrika happened, this basar became nitar l'tahorim, Torah people were now allowed to eat it because you did a proper zrika, you did the carbon well, but then a subsequent problem came up. So if you ate it b'tumas aguf, you're not going to be chayiv kares. She'enu ne'achalin, because right now they're not ne'achalin, not tahorim. Right now, because it was lan, because it was yotzei, a Torah person is no longer allowed to eat it. So how do I know not to make that drasha? Tamal Omer, that's why the pasuk says Asher LaHashem Riba, that we have a pasuk V'anefesh Tochal Basar Mizbeach Hashem Asher LaHashem. The phrase Asher LaHashem is extra, so Riba it's added in to tell me that even Basar Kachim that right now is not roi to be eaten by Tahorim, you're still going to be Chayiv Karis if you eat a Betumas Aguf. If it was never Nita LaTahorim, you're not going to be Chayiv Karis for Tumas Aguf. So if you ate it before the Zrikas Adam, where no one was ever allowed to eat it, that's where you're not going to be chayiv if you eat a betumas aguf. But if it was yes nita l'tarim, it went through mizrika, and then it had a subsequent problem of lan of yotzei, so then you're going to be chayiv for eating a betumas aguf. So the brisa continues. Once you tell me that you chayiv kares on basa that's not roi la'achila for tahorim, yachal shani marba esapigulin v'sanosaros. Maybe you should be chayiv for eating betumas aguf basa that's pigul or basa that's nosar that you didn't eat bizman. So says Gemara, nosaros haynu lan. What do you mean? Yeah, you need an additional makar to tell me that you chayiv on nosaros. We already said that if lan basar la'achrasman hetero, that after you already were zorik the dam, it had a psul lina. We already said that you chayiv kares feeding it betumas aguf. So says Gemara, no, we don't mean to say that pigulin ve esanosaros ela af habigulin kinosaros, that we're saying you might think that just like we just learned in this brisa, that if after you did the Zrika Saddam, it then had a subsequent problem of being nosar, that you chayiv kares for eating a betumas aguf, you might think to say the same thing if it had a problem of pigul, that if it had a Zrika Saddam and it became pigul, that you chayiv kares for eating a betumas aguf. So that's why Tamal Omar mizevach hashlamim miyet. I have a miyut in the pasuk mizevach hashlam that I'm not chayiv kares if I eat pigul betumas aguf. So Mari Isa l'Rabbel Saselu l'Hotzi Saselu. You have a ribu, you have a miut. How do I know to tell me? How do I know that the pasuk is telling me that if the problem that it had after zrika was lan or yotzei, then I am yes chayiv kares if I eat betumas aguf. But if the problem that it had was pigul, then I'm not chayiv kares. Yes, there's a ribu in the pasuk to tell me there are certain cases where I'm chayiv kares for achila betumas aguf, and there's a meaning in the pasuk to tell me that there are certain cases where I'm not chayiv for achila betumas aguf. But how do I know which is which? Who told me that lan and yotzei I'm yes chayiv kares if I eat betumas aguf, and that pigul I'm not chayiv kares for ochel betumas aguf? So achas riba kasuv miyot. Once we have a riboy and a miyot, right? The riboy was asher la'ashem. The miyot was mizevach hashlamim. Amarta marba. elu shaisel and shasa kosher that will be marbe in the chi of kares, something that was once rotwi for Torah people to eat, and that is basar kachim that you did a proper zrikas dam and everything was great, and then it had a psulina, or then it had a psul yotze umotzi ani yisel shaisel and shasa kosher. But I will exclude from the chi of kares something that was never rotwi for Torah people to eat it, and therefore pigle was never rotwi. So there's not going to be a chiv kares for achilas b'tumah seguf. So says the Brice of him, Tomer, now that you tell me that the chiv kares for achilas b'tumah is only for basar that had a shas hakosher, only for basar that at some point a Torah person could have eaten until a new problem arose after the zrika. But there was something, there was a point at the time he did the zrika, right after he did the zrika, that a Torah person could have eaten it. Only then are you chayv kares for tumah seguf. So we could ask basar shenitma lefnei zrikas damim va'achalo la'achar zrikas damim mipnei machayev nalav mishum tuma. If basar became tamei before the zrika and then you did the zrika and you ate it after the zrika, why are you chayiv kares for eating it b'tumas guf? It never had a shasa kosher. It was never nitar l'tahorim, because after all, at the time of the zrika, the basar had already become tamei. Mipnei shatzitz meratza. It's because the tzitz is meratza on tuma, and therefore that zrika is considered a valid zrika as if the basar was tahor, even though there was never a heter achila because it was tamei, but it's considered to be ratwi l'tahorim al yedei v'tzitz, and therefore you're going to be chayiv kares if you eat that basar bituma. So now the Gemara is medayik from the brisa that from that Rabbi Eliezer holds that tzitz is meratza al achilos, meaning on basar that became tamei, and that is one long question. Meaning we started off by saying that. Wait a second, you want to be miyashev arstira between two brisos about a yachid who brings bituma b'mezid? We had a stira whether it works or not, and you wanted to say harabi yosi harabanan, and we said no, but Rabbi Yosi would never say that. But we have another brisa, Rabbi Yosi would never say that tzitz is maratz al achilos, he'll say not tzitz maratz al achilos. So we said, oh, don't worry about that brisa. Apoch, switch around Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yossi. It should be that Rabbi Eliezer says the tzitz is not meratza al achilos. Rabbi Yossi says the tzitz is yes meratza al achilos. So now we said, whoa, 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 you cannot be apoch, you cannot switch around Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yossi. And now we're coming back to that. Why is it that we cannot switch around Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yossi? So that's how we're concluding the question right now, that you cannot switch around in a way that Rabbi Eliezer is going to say because nitma, the basar becomes tamei before the zrika. In we said then if you then eat it after the zrika, you're chayiv kares for eating it betumas haguf because the tzitz is meratze. But yotze, but if the basar is yotze before the zrika and the psul is mitin yotze, lo, then even if you eat it after the zrika betumas haguf, you're not going to be chayiv kares because since the psul was one of yotze, the tzitz is not meratze on the psul yotze. So the zrika is not going to be considered as if it was a proper zrika for proper basar. So this basar never had a shasa kosher. It would have the same din as pigle, where you're not chayiv kares for eating a bituma seguf. So you see in this brisa that the zrika does not work for basar that was yotzei chutz li'azara. If the zrika would work for basar that was yotzei chutz li'azara, then it would have been considered something that was nitar l'tahorim. Just like basar that had become tamei, so man chamed le damar ein zrika moelis liyotze. Who, which of the tanaim holds that zrika does not work for that which is yotze? Ah, so for that you have to know a sugya maseches meila, Rabbi Eliezer. That is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. We're not going to go through that whole sugya right now, but let's take the Gemara's word for it. Meila davav. That is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Vekatani demaratza tzitzalachilos. And yet, even though Rabbi Eliezer is the only one that holds that zrika doesn't work for a yotze, that very author holds the tzitz is meratza on achilos and basa that became tamei, and therefore yechayiv kares because it's considered nitar l'tahorim because the tzitz is meratza on it. So it turns out that according to Rabbi Lezer, the tzitz is meratza al achilos, and therefore you cannot switch around the shitos of the tanaim in the brisa that we quoted earlier to say that Rabbi Yossi holds the tzitz is meratza al achilos and that Rabbi Lezer holds ein tzitz meratza. alechilos. No, it's Rabbi Yossi who says ein atzitz meratz alechilos, and therefore our first answer to the stira between the two brisos is incorrect, because we try to attribute it ha Rabbi Yossi ha Rabbanan, but it doesn't work out because Rabbi Yossi would turn out to be inconsistent. Whoa, so that was a long first answer. So again, we had a stira between two brisos. If dam of a carbon became tameh, and a yachid went and was makrivit anyway, bimezid. We had one brisa that says hurtza, another brisa lo hurtza. We had two brises. One brisa said it works, the other brisa said it doesn't work. We tried to figure out how do we answer that stira. We had one suggestion, ha Rabbi Yossi, ha Rabbanan. We now have rejected that suggestion. It cannot be that the brisa that tells me that there's no chiluk between shogeg and mezid, and that it's gonna work even if it was bimezid, is Rabbi Yossi. Cannot be. So now we need to come up with other answers to that stira. So answer number two, Ella Amar Rav Chisda lo kasha, ha Rabbi Eliezer ha Rabbanan, that the brisa that said that bein b'shogig bein b'mezid, it works, it's hortza, the tzitz is meratza. Why? Because the tzitz is meratza al achilos. That's Rabbi Eliezer. We just got through saying that Rabbi Eliezer taka holds the tzitz is meratz al achilos, harabbanan, whereas the one that is mechalik between shogeg and mezid says that it does not work for a mezid is going like the rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Yossi and say that we make a knas on mezid. So ask the Gemara, how does Rav Chisda know that the brisa that says that even if mezid it's hurtza is going like Rabbi Eliezer? Emer deshamele the Rabbi Eliezer to meratz tzitz al achilos to lo kan. We only know that Rabbi Eliezer holds that the tzitz is meratza al achilos, but to say that he also holds that we're not going to make a knas on mezid, where do we ever find him discussing whether we make a knas on mezid or not? At least when we try to attribute it to Rabbi Yossi, we find a discussion by Truma where he discusses whether we make a knas on mezid. So it says, yeah, we do find that Rabbi Eliezer holds that we're not kone someone who does be mezid. Because just like we saw that Rabbi Yossi holds that we don't make a knas on mezid with regard to the discussion of Truma, Shamitle the Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer likewise has a similar statement with regard to Truma. Titania Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezid, Truma So Truma. Rabbi Eliezer says, whether you're Mafrish Minatame Alator B'Shogeg, or whether you're Mafrish Minatame Alator B'Mezid, the Truma works. And therefore, if this is good to say that the Brisa that says B'Mezid Urza is going like Rabbi Eliezer. So says Mar, wait a second. How could it be going like Rabbi Eliezer? Because you find that he's after all, we do find that he is not koneis amazed like a shogeg emer. Shabbat leil Rabbi Eliezer betruma tequila. Yeah, enochinami. When it came to truma, he's not going to make a knas on amazed. But bekatrim dechamirim mishabbat leil. Do you necessarily know just because Rabbi Eliezer says I'm not going to be koneis amazed when it comes to truma that he's not going to make a knas on amazed when it comes to kachim? So maybe Rabbi Eliezer will say that if a yachid goes and he takes dam shenitma and he is makrivit, that's kachim, that's high stakes. Maybe if he did it b'mezid, maybe we should make a kanas that it doesn't work. So says Mar Imkain ha aman taramye. You could make that chilik, but then there is no author of the brisa that says that it works when the yachid is makriv bituma b'mezid, and we need it to be somebody. So it's not for sure against Rabbi Eliezer. Yeah, you can make a chiluk. I don't know for sure that it fits Rabbi Eliezer, because maybe Rabbi Eliezer is mechalik that he's only not going to make a knas in the case of truma, which is lower stakes, but he will make a knas in mezid in kachim, which is higher stakes. But maybe not. Maybe he just doesn't make a knas in mezid, and therefore the brisa could fit Rabbi Eliezer. Third answer, Ravina Amar, that tumaso bein b'shog bein b'mezid hurtza zrikaso b'shogi hurtza b'mezid lo hurtza, that the chiluk is that when it became tame b'shogig or b'mezid, that's where the brisa says bein b'shog bein b'mezid it's hurtza, that that's what the second brisa was talking about, that there's no chiluk in shogig or mezid if it became tame b'mezid, but when once it's already tame when and you're zorek it b'mezid, that's where we're going to be mechalik between shogig and mezid. mazid. Once if the zrika was shogig or mazid is the chilik. So Rav Shila, Amar Rav Shila says we could be miyashiv the steer with that same chilik, but in just the opposite direction. This is resolution number four. Zrikaso, when it's already tame, and the question is about being zorik, that dam which is tame, bein b'shogig bein mazid horza. That's where we're not going to be mechalik in shogig and mazid. But tumaso, when it's about whether the tuma happened b'shogig or mazid, b'shogig horza b'mazid lo horza. So it says more l'Rav Shila hadikatani shem nitma bein b'shog. That which the second brisa says that it became tame bein b'shogig bein b'mezid, the carbon works. But wait a second, according to him, if it became tame b'mezid, the tzitz is not meratza. So he says, no, it doesn't mean became tame bein b'shogig bein b'mezid. Hachi kamar, what it means is nitma b'shogig. It became tame b'shogig. Uzrako bein b'shogig bein b'mezid. And after it became tame b'shogig, you were zorik it either shogig or mezid. So Tashima will come and bring a raya from brisa that's lechor mefurash that if you're zorik b'mezid, it does not work against Rav Shila. Dam shenitma uzrako b'shogig horza b'mezid lo horza. So it says beferish that it does not work if you're zorik it b'mezid. So achikamer dam shenitma uzrako bein b'shogig bein b'mezid nitma b'shogig horza b'mezid lo horza. That if dam became tamei and you were zorik it, there's no chilik whether you were zorik b'shogig or mezid. The chilik really is whether it was nitma b'shogig or b'mezid. If it was nitma b'shogig horza, nitma b'mezid lo horza. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah on Chavav Amaral. Everyone have a great day.